the almost at the last arch of Wilson's Arch, right here. We're almost here. This is the one that comes out. And any of you gentlemen who went inside to see there, that's where the men pray, right? And actually today the women are praying right here next to it. And we are here, right here. We are not down below. We still have another arch below us. And if you look down, that's what you saw, the level of where the bottom supporting arch is. Here's the arch, look, it's coming up above you. See the size of the stones? Just this one where we're standing. Not those are medieval. Not that, that's probably Turkish. Only this. This is actually part of what held up the massive causeway above us. And it is a typical Roman arch. What they used to do was to build a wooden frame, lay the stones on it so that they fit perfectly. In Herod's construction, there is no cement because he was in a hurry. And when the keystone went in, right here, right down the middle, you see it? Yeah. Then they would take out the wooden arch. You might want to notice something else. You will notice that the seam of one row of stones never meets the seam of the next row. In other words, they're staggered. It's the concept of Lego, the same thing, the same idea. So that gives it added support. And this was typical because Herod's engineers knew the Roman techniques. They were part of the Roman Empire. So we're going to leave Wilson's Arch and we're going to go right here to this marsh.